And it's the Cold Hard Open to the Cold Hard Truth. Emil Guillermo, this is my podcast. And really, it's a kind of an inaugural podcast because I haven't posted any podcasts. But I'm going to post this because I'm at a special event, the book signing or the book launch in Stockton of a book called Little Manila
Is in the Heart.
Is in the Heart. And with me is Dylan Delvo. He's with the Little Manila Foundation. And he's friends with, very close friends with author Don Mabalan, Professor Don Mabalan of San Francisco State, who wrote the book. And Dylan, this is a special event here. There's so many people of the community here in the Hotel Stockton. It's pretty incredible just to be here and see people, the community, come together for this book launch.
Definitely, and especially in the Hotel Stockton. I mean, this is the importance of place in history. The ability to be right here in the lobby of this very, very old hotel in which Stockton has actually done preservation on the building. One of the few preservation activities the city of Stockton has been a part of. And so hopefully the city of Stockton come around and do a little something for Little Manila as well.
Yeah, Little Manila is the district just a few blocks away from here, and this was the center of Filipino-American life for, you know, since the 20s.
Yes, from the 20s to about the 60s, outside of the Philippines, the largest population of Filipinos in the world was right here in Stockton.
And yet, we don't know much about this history. I know about it because I grew up in the Bay Area, and when I came to Stockton as a journalist, I did stories for the Stockton Record. But Don Mabalan, now a professor at San Francisco State, really has done really a book of a lifetime, really, to talk about Stockton and the Filipino community.
That's right. It's been an extreme passion of hers. She started the Little Manila Foundation and then brought me in as well. You know, what it comes down to is just a real love for this generation, this first generation of Filipinos who came to America and had to sacrifice and experience extreme hardship in the streets right here in Stockton of extreme prejudice, just white mobs coming down the street and just looking for any Filipino to beat. You know, the inability to become a citizen, to own property, or even to go to a university. These are all things that every race in America has had to kind of have a first generation that have had to battle through, a first generation of kind of just extreme prejudice. And this is something that we want to honor in all the work that we do with Little Manila Foundation.
Yeah, you know, what struck me about the book is, number one, the scholarship. You know, I was a journalist here, wrote a lot of Filipino stories on Little Manila during my time here. But journalism really just scratches the surface, really first draft of history. And what Dawn did is she really went in there, researched, and she like did this major surgery, pulled out this story that's incredible. It's an incredible read. One thing that I noticed is that she documents things like Filipinos hanging from trees. There were lynchings in this area.
Yes. Yes, and Ku Klux Klan rallies, you know, targeting Filipinos. Yeah, there's some major things that come about in this book. And, I mean, I can't wait for everyone to read it.
Yeah, you know, one of the things, it's an academic book, but it's also very accessible. It's put out by Duke Press, Duke University Press, and it really is something that you can't find this kind of Filipino history anywhere, Filipino-American history.
Yeah, and it's a true testament to Duke University Press to put this book out. I mean, it's a large book. There's not a lot of books like it regarding Filipinos, and so it's kind of a testimony to their belief in Dawn and her writing ability and just, you know, just kudos to her professionalism. And
well, you know, I'm gonna be posting the Allison Cabalas,
Tintiango Cabalas.
Yeah, she, professor at San Francisco State, she gave a great introduction. I'll be posting that on the web. And the only reason why Dawn isn't here talking to us while we do this podcast is because she's signing books.
That's right. So I'm sloppy seconds.
No, you're not. No, you're in the book, though. Yes. Here's the thing that astonished me. I've known you now for over a decade. And the thing is, you've always told me about your dad, who was a labor leader, and you never went beyond that. I pressed you. You never went beyond that. I thought, okay, maybe a personal thing. But during the research of this book, after I left Stockton and more research was done, you really found out more about your dad here in this book.
Yeah, I mean, in recent years, my dad would talk about, yeah, I was one of the guys that went and recruited Larry Idlio to work. Mm-hmm. And but the problem was, when he told me that, this is back in 1995 mm-hmm. or so, and at that time, you know, I was a college student that knew nothing about the UFW, knew nothing about AWOC or any of the agricultural labor unions or even the plight of Filipinos in the fields. And so I had no context, right? There were just names, and I had no idea.
And Larry Itliong, who is Larry Itliong, right? And, of course, he is the Filipino-American that people point to and say, here's the guy who came really before Chavez and started the Delano Grape Strike or the Delano...
Started the strike and then pressured Cesar Chavez to join the strike, telling him, you know, if you don't join with us now, when you do strike, the Filipinos will be the scabs. That, you know.
And he's a Filipino now, generally unknown, although a New York Times story came out last year.
Yes.
And
there's a new movie coming out
with feature.
That, well, I haven't seen it yet, but it's supposed to be coming out. Feature. It's about Cesar Chavez.
And Leong is played by Johnny Depp, right?
No. It's one of the Bosco brothers.
Oh, Bosco, yeah.
One of the Bosco brothers.
And now your dad was a confidant or a confederate of Itliong.
Yeah, so my dad was one of the first labor organizers hired by AWOC, and so there were accounts of him. Hold on.
All right, so now.
So I had some audio problems there. okay.
All right, so your father.
So my father. I got this call, right, during the day. I forgot what day it was. It was sometime a couple years ago. And it was Dr. Don Mabalo, my friend, whom I've known ever since seventh grade, whispered. It's like, hey, Dylan, I'm in the library right now. I can't remember if it was the Library of Congress or, you know, she went to Washington, D.C. several times. She went to the Smithsonian. And she went to a lot of, you know, labor archives and all that kind of stuff. And she would call me from time to time from one of these places, whispering, saying, I just found a letter that your dad wrote to one of the organizers of the AFL-CIO talking about conditions in Stockton and whether or not, you know, folks were ready to strike and all that kind of stuff. It's from your dad. Do you know what this means? Do you know what this means? And I'm like, not really. I don't know what it means. And she would explain the context and I was just kind of shocked. And then things would come back and about things that my dad said. And, you know, my dad passed away in 97. And so, you know, the only problem is you just have these deep regret because you can't ask the follow-up question, right? The opportunity was there, but without the knowledge, right, the context of it, then you don't know the follow-up question. You don't know it. You just take it for what it is and don't understand how mind-blowing this is, that my father was hired along with Dolores Huerta, right? And he recruited Larry Itliong, who would then start the Delano Grape Strike and bring Cesar Chavez in it and really bring about one of the greatest social justice moments in history. And my father played a major role in that. And it's a source of pride for me, but it's also a source of sadness because, damn, I had 23 years with him and I couldn't ask that one question, you know?
And it took Don's book, and then, Little Manila's in the Heart.
Yes.
New from Duke University Press, to really spell out that story. So you said something that I thought was very touching also in the program today. You said, you know, Don's book really gives the Filipino community back their mothers and fathers and aunties and uncles. I mean, it really is our story.
Yes, it's our story. And, to have that voice again. Reading her book, I had this feeling that I had never felt before, you know?
About Stockton or about...
It's about everything. But really mostly about this generation.
Yeah.
Because I remember not just my father, but his friends, right? I remember him taking me as a six-year-old, and he got a haircut at a barbershop in Little Manila, and they were talking about the Great Depression, and they were just talking about how bad it was. And I, you know, 6 years old, you have no context of the Great Depression. I just remembered, well, that was really depressing, you know? Yeah. They were really, really poor, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I knew.
Yeah.
But man, if I was only 30, right? Yeah, and I had a tape recorder, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, the stories they would share, you know, they were the stories that they didn't share with us because, you know, sadly, they felt that their story wasn't necessary for us to succeed in America. It's kind of the language thing, right?
Right.
It's like the reason why I can't speak Tagalog or Bisayan,
right?
It's because, you know what? Oh, you know, at that time they were saying, well, if they learn that, then they're going to be slow in English, you know?
Right.
I think they just wanted us to focus, and they wanted to get us in college and get into white-collar jobs and not be in field. That was
right.
That was their whole thing. And thank God I got to take some ethnic studies classes at San Francisco State.
And basically,
thank God I got to say thank you to my father, but man, I didn't know the degree of the thank you that I needed to say to my father.
Right. And Don's book helps bring it all into context, not just for you, but really
for all the
community. All of us. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, like my father was part of that generation too. He came in the 20s, but he skipped Stockton. He was a little lazy, wanted to work in the kitchens in San Francisco. But it was hot, and you know, we came to Stockton to get our vegetables and to get our roast pork, to get our lechon.
Yeah. But even on a wider basis, in the end, this is just American history, really.
Right.
I mean,
right.
It's just American history. And I think, you know, the more that cultures and heritages, different cultures and heritages are able to share their story, I think a better idea we get of what an American actually means.
Yeah.
And this is our contribution. It's an amazing, beautiful story like all the other ones, but here's the thing. No one else is going to tell the story for us. We've got to tell that story.
Right.
And so, you know, we've got to get savvy. I mean, we can't just, you know, work as nurses in hospitals all the time forever. Some of us are going to have to come out and really delve into this academically, in the arts, and through new media.
Yeah, and so we have Dawn writing her book. It's going to be the foundation. Little Manila Foundation is still around, and now there's hopes that maybe you guys can expand and start preserving some of the buildings and maybe, you know, achieve some of the dreams you had about maybe a museum, maybe a real cultural historical district.
Yeah. You know, we have a lot of dreams, a lot of amazing dreams, and we could talk forever about it, but we're definitely going to be advocates for that historic site and for Filipino-American history. You know, we're writing a couple grants right now. Hopefully we're going to be, you know, hearing some things about, you know, Dawn was talking about, Dawn was just at the White House, she was a speaker at the White House Forum on Asian American Affairs, and they're talking about maybe looking at some more funding to do even more oral histories amongst Asian Americans. And so there might be opportunities there as well. And with our after school program and work reaching out to the youth, educating the youth, maybe they get to ask the right questions of their parents and their grandparents, and this never happens again. We'll always have an idea of what our identity exactly is as Filipino Americans.
And now we have a book that's going to help us and your continuing efforts. So Dylan, we got to go, but
yeah.
I appreciate your taking the time. Dylan Delvo with the Little Manila Foundation. His family is in the book. Little Manila is in the heart.
Everyone's family is in the book.
Written by Professor Don Mabalan, Duke University Press. Really, I've read it. I think it's going to be the foundation book for Filipino American history. Anyway, Dylan, thanks. Emil Guillermo here. Cold Hard Truth. That's the podcast here on Amok.com.